He's talking about the rulers only. And that's how the writer in Acts here is using this. So Peter was imprisoned, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the assembly. When Herod was about to bring him forth, Peter, bound with two chains, was that night sleeping between two soldiers. And the guards keeping the prison were in front of the door. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the prison cell. And he struck Peter's side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands. And the angel said to him, "Get dressed and put your sandals on." And he did so. And then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." And he followed him and went out. And he did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but he thought he was seeing a vision. And when they had passed by the first guard and the second, they came to the iron gate that led into the city, which opened to them by itself. That is not true. That gate did not open by itself. Well, what this means is that you couldn't see who opened it. And they went out and proceeded along one street, and suddenly the angel departed from them. Then Peter, coming to himself, said, "Now I know that the Lord really did send his angel and rescue me from the hand of Herod and from everything the people of the Jews expected." And when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, who is called Mark, where many were gathered and were praying. And when Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a maidservant named Rhoda came to answer. And when she recognized Peter's voice, she did not open the gate for joy, but ran inside and reported that Peter was standing at the gate. But they said to her, "You're crazy." But she kept insisting that it was so. And then they started saying, "It's his angel." But Peter kept on knocking. And when they had opened the door, they saw him and they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to be quiet, he described to them how the Lord had led him out of the prison. And when he said, "Report these things to James and the brothers," and he said, "Report these things to James and the brothers," and then he left and went to another place. And that's the last you hear of Peter in the book of Acts. That's the end of the story. Other than his two letters and Paul's mention of Peter's later visit up to Antioch, that's all the Bible says about Peter. We don't know where he went. And we don't know what happened to him. Christian tradition is irrelevant. Christian notion that he went to Rome to establish and become the first pope of the Catholic Church is a joke. We don't know what happened to Peter. Jesus kind of gave a hint as to how he would die for the faith, but we don't know where that happened, when that happened, or who did it. Romans or somebody else. We know nothing beyond verse 17 in this book right here. Now when day came, there was no small consternation among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod searched for him but did not find them, he examined the... Now, this is a... This is easy to miss here. He examined the guards. He didn't come tell them, "Open wide, let me check your throat." He tortured them. That's what "to examine" them means. They had Paul later in the book of Acts tied to a post, about to whip him maybe to death, and they call it he was going to examine Paul. That's how you torture them to get a confession out of them. So he examined these guards. And then he commanded they be put to death because they didn't know what to say. And if you were guarding somebody and they escaped, this is pretty standard. You just were executed.